们一起来读路加福音第一章七十四、七十五节。
Shall we turn to book Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 74 and 75.
我们找到后，我们一起来读。
When we turn to it, let's read together.
路加福音第一章七十四、七十五节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 74 and 75.
我们一起来读。叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧地用圣洁公义侍奉他。我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，是我们今天早上学习聚集在你的跟前。
Lord, this morning as we learn together before you,
主，我们不单只学习聚集在你跟前，我们也要学习来侍奉你。
Lord, we're not only learning to gather before you, but we're also learning how to serve you.
主，不单只我们个人要学习做你忠心的仆人。
Not only each of us individually learn to be your faithful servant.
我们也要我们的家，我们的家人都一起学习来侍奉你。
We also have a desire that our whole family will rise up and serve you, Lord.
主，今天早上我们求你，把你的话语说进我们心里头。
So this morning we pray that you may speak your words into our hearts.
我们求你用宝血洁净讲的、翻译的、跟听的。
Will you cleanse the speaker, the translator, and the listener with your precious blood? Will you remove all the hindrance and interruptions? Will you anoint your speaker and translator and all those who are listening?
捆绑那个恶者所有的工作。
Will you bind the work of the evil one and his deception?
捆绑他的抵挡跟搅扰。
Bind up his resistance and any interruptions.
以致你的儿女们能够自由靠着宝血来亲近你，来听你。
That by your blood your children can gather before you to draw near to you to listen to your word.
以致我们懂得因着认识你，我们就能够爱你。
That by knowing you, we can come to love you, Lord.
做你忠心的仆人。
And to be your faithful servants.
保守我们不做一个不忠心的仆人。
Keep us, lest we become someone who is unfaithful.
好叫我们的侍奉能够把荣耀归给你。
That our service can give you all the glory.
也把生命，因着你自己的荣美，能够叫更多人能够经历。
That by your glory there may be imparting of life, that more may be drawn near to you, Lord.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
两个月之前，我开始从旧约的撒母耳记。一个一个来看其中几位的圣经的人物。
About 2 months ago, I started from the book of Samuel to look at a few Bible characters.
上两次我们看过撒母耳的出生和成长。
Last couple of times, we have been looking at Samuel's upbringing, his birth and upbringing.
正如他的名字在旧约希伯来原文里头是由聆听。和神两个字组成的。
Just like the meaning of his name suggests, his name is composed of two words, the words listen and the words prayer. Hear.
他的出生是神聆听他母亲哈娜的祷告。
His birth is because God has heard the prayer of his mother, Hannah.
他的成长是充满着聆听神的。
His upbringing is filled with stories of God hearing prayers.
就好像撒母耳记上第三章第十节，他向神说：“ 请说仆人静听。
Just like 1 Samuel 3 verse 10 says, Lord speak, thy servant listen.
当时他虽然只是个童子，他却已经学会了认定自己是神的仆人。
Even though he was only a young man, a young boy, he already knew how to hear God's voice.
认定自己是神的仆人。
He knew that he was God's servant.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都是神的仆人。
Everyone who has been saved by grace is God's servant.
就好像刚才我们所读的路加福音第一章七十四、七十五节。
Just like the scripture we just read in Gospel of Luke.
这是包括每一个年纪，无论年长或者年幼的。
This includes everyone who has been saved, whether you're young or old.
所以保罗在提摩太前书第四章十二节这样说。
So Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12.
不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上，都做信徒的榜样。
Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
问问大家，你们知不知道童子的撒摩尔当时是怎样在圣殿里头侍奉神的？
Let me ask you.Do you know how, as a boy, young Samuel, do you know how he served God in the temple?
年轻人知不知道?
The young men, young people, do you know?
其实撒母耳记是很有趣的一卷书。
Samuel's, the book of Samuel is a very interesting book.
其实很值得我们花时间来读的。
It's worth for us reading it over and over again.
三章十五节告诉我们，撒母耳他到了天亮了，就开了耶和华的殿门。
Chapter 3 says, when the day breaks, Samuel will open the door of the temple.
开殿门是撒母耳的一个侍奉。
Open the door of the temple is one of his service.
但是开殿门呢，看起来好像是件小事。
So it seems that opening the door, keeping the door, is a small matter.
但是如果要把它做好啊，也不是完全简单的。
But it's not a simple matter if you want to do it well.
最起码这个童子撒母耳他需要自律，不能够睡过头。
At least this young boy Samuel, he needs to be self-disciplined. He cannot sleep in.
我们礼拜天要不睡过头也不容易，是不是？
It's easy for us to just sleep in and be late for church.
以致我们很多弟兄们都提醒我们要准时，要准时。
That's why the brothers keep reminding every week that we need to be on time, be on time.
撒母耳早上要准时起来去神的殿，开门不可以迟到。
Samuel needs to get up on time to open the door of the temple. He cannot be late.
否则人要给神的献祭就被阻碍了。
Otherwise, those who are bringing a sacrifice to God would not be able to.
另外，他也需要有责任感，能够管理自己的情绪。
Also, he needs to be able to control his own emotion.
不是开心就去开门，心情不好就不开店门。
It's not like one day when he's happy, he will open the door. When he's not happy, he will just not open the door.
或者其他孩子叫你一起去玩，就忘记开店门了。
Or perhaps when some other children come and invite him to play, he cannot go. He needs to be self-disciplined.
因着撒母耳在小事上做一个忠心的仆人，神就预备他长大以后，把更大的事托付他。
Because Samuel was faithful in the smallest things, God was able to entrust to him a bigger mission when he grows older.
三章二十节说，神立撒母耳为先知。
Chapter 3 verse 20 says, God has set apart Samuel, established Samuel as a prophet of the Lord.
撒母耳不单只从小就认定自己是神的仆人。
Not only does Samuel knew from his youth that he was a servant of God.
他也学习聆听神。
He also learns to hear God's voice.
他从小就打好了一个聆听神这个侍奉神所需要的重要的基础。
He has been, having this good foundation of hearing God's voice.
这个帮助他一生在神面前做一个忠心的仆人。
And this greatly helped him to be a servant, faithful to the Lord in all the days of his life.
我们今天的主题就是撒母耳，神忠心的仆人。
Our topic today is Samuel, God's faithful servant.
撒母耳记上第七章十五到十六节所记载的，说
First Samuel chapter 7, verse 15 to 26 says this.
15-16. 撒母耳平生做以色列人的士师。每年巡行到珀特利、基格、米斯巴，在这几处审判以色列人。
And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. He went from year to year on the circuit to Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places.
他一生忠心地做神百姓的事实。
He was faithful to be a judge to God's people all the days of his life.
现在我们要来看，当撒母耳年纪老迈的时候，他面临侍奉道路上一个很大的冲击。
So let's look at a crisis in his service when he's in his old age.
他是怎样在这个挑战上面显出他是真是一个神忠心的仆人
？How did he manifest, show forth to be a faithful servant of God even in this challenge.
一方面他要面对两个儿子不行他的道。
On the one hand, he needs to face the challenge of his two sons not following his way.
另一方面他觉得自己被他一生所服侍的百姓所厌弃。
On the other hand, he feels that he has been deserted by the people that he has been serving all his life.
这个事情是记载在撒母耳记上第八章第四到第九节。
This story is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 4 to verse 9.
当时以色列的长老们要求撒母耳为他们立一个王治理他们像列国一样。
Now at that time all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel and asked for a king like the other nations.
他们不要撒母耳做他们的士师去治理他们。
They no longer want Samuel to be their judge.
在第六、第七节这样说，撒母耳不喜悦他们说，立一个王治理我们，他就祷告耶和华。耶和华对撒母耳说，百姓向你说的一切话，你只管依从，因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我。不要我做他们的王。
Verse 6 and 7, But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. So Samuel prayed to God, to the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, Heed the voice of the people in all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them.
面对百姓这一个要求，撒母耳很自然的不喜悦了。
To this requirement from the people,Samuel was not pleased.
他可能觉得自己从一生从童子到年老都是这样精心切力的去服侍他们。
Perhaps he thought to himself he has been serving this people for all the days of his life.
现在因着年纪老迈力量不如以前了。
Now because he's old, his strength is not as before.
就觉得自己被百姓所厌弃了。
And he might feel that he has been rejected by his own people.
但是他并没有停在自己这个负面的感觉里头。
But no, he did not dwell on his negative feelings.
他乃是把这个事情和这个感觉带到神面前去祷告。
Instead, he has brought this matter in prayer to God.
这里撒母耳给我们 面对冲击和负面感觉的时候，一个很好的方法和榜样。
So Samuel has set a good example for us when we face challenges.
他真是一个会祷告的人。
He is truly a man of prayer.
以致神有机会去安慰他、教导他，说百姓不是厌弃他而要求有王的。
So that God was able to show him that the people did not reject Samuel, but instead they were rejecting God.
是，乃是百姓厌弃神自己而求立王的。
They're actually rejecting God to be king, to be their king.
并且神在第九节吩咐他依从百姓的要求去为他们立王。
And in verse 7, God says, Heed the voice of the people in all that they say to you.
第九节说，只是当警戒他们，将来那王要怎样管辖他们。
But in verse 9, God also says, Now, heed their voice, however, you should solemnly forewarn them and show them the behavior of the king who will reign over them.
很可惜，在19跟20节告诉我们，
Very pitifully, in verse 19 and 20 tell us,
百姓仅不肯听撒母耳的话，说不然我们定要一个王治理我们，使我们像列国一样，有王治理我们，统领我们，为我们征战。
It says, Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, No, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles.
正如撒母耳记上12章17节所说的，以色列人求立王的事是在耶和华面前犯大罪了。
Just like 1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 17 says, I'll read the whole verse. I will call you the Lord, and he will send thunder and rain that you may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord in asking for a king for yourselves.
为什么是大罪呢？
Why is it great wickedness before the Lord?
是不是神不喜悦君王和国度呢？
Is it because God does not like kings or nations, kingdoms?
不是的。
No.
旧约的人一直是等候弥赛亚，他就是受膏的君王。
The Israelites in the Old Testament were waiting for the Messiah, for the anointed king of God.
早在创世纪十七章第六节，神与亚伯拉罕立约，应许他说。
As early as Genesis chapter 17 verse 6, when God established his covenant with Abraham, he said this.
我必使你的后裔极其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出。
Verse 6. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you.
甚至在启示录，新约的启示录11章15节讲到，天上有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王直到永永远远。
Even in Revelation chapter 11 verse 15 says, Then there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ.And he shall reign forever and ever.
所以神所不喜悦的不是君王和国度的设立。
So it's not that God dislike the establishing of kings and kingdoms.
神所不喜悦的是以色列人求王的心态和时间。
But God is pleased with the attitudes of the Israelites and the timing of them asking for a king.
他们的心态是要与其他的国家一样，与他们看齐。
The attitude is to be like the other nations.
好像人有我就要有 peer pressure.
Just like a peer pressure, everyone, whatever the other people have, I want to have too.
或者人有的我就羡慕有。
So they desire what the other nations are having.
他们要让自己的王来治理他们，依靠这个王来保护。
They want a king to rule over them, and they want to rely on the protection of their king.
却厌弃神，不要神做他们的王来治理和保护。
And yet they have rejected God to be the king, to be their protection.
并且以色列人求立王的时间不是神所要的时间。
And the timing of them asking for king is not God's timing.
因为神还没有预备好合适的人来做他们的王。
For God has not prepared a suitable one to be their king.
不合适的人做王只会管辖他们。
Unsuitable people to be king rule over them will only rule over them, law over them.
而不是牧养他们。
Instead of shepherding them.
所以以色列这一个求立王是一个妄求。
So this asking for king is not according to God's will.
不过因为他们一直坚持的要求，这一次神就给了。
But because they're insisting on asking for a king, then God has allowed that to happen.
最后结果却成为他们的亏损。
To the end that they suffer loss.
这对于基督徒是个警戒。
It's a warning for us Christians.
有时候神原本的心意是要把某一件东西赐给我们的。
Sometimes God wants us to give us something good.
但是因为我们所求的时间和心态不对而变成妄求了。
But because we're asking at the wrong timing and with the wrong attitude, then it is something that displeases God.
结果成为我们的亏损。
And to the end that it becomes our loss.
这个可以包括我们的事业、婚姻或者移民或者其他。
It can be our career, our marriage, or our immigration, anything.
这一次神就给了以色列人。
So this time God has permitted the Israels.
他吩咐撒母耳做这立王的事。
So he commanded Samuel to do this establishing of a king.
所以撒母耳就忠心的依从神的吩咐，精心的去替百姓立扫罗王。
So Samuel heeded God's voice and was faithfully looking for a king to be king over Israel.
这一件其实对撒母耳来讲是非常不简单的任务。
This is not an easy task for Samuel.
因为他是去选立一个取代自己叫自己事业的人。
For he is looking for someone to replace him to be to rule over Israel.
从此他就失去百姓当中的领导的地位，被逼退休了。
From the moment when the king is established, he has lost his leadership over Israel. He has retired in a way.
但撒母耳真是一个忠心神的仆人，能够越过自己负面的感觉，忠心的去执行神给他的任务。
But truly, Samuel was a faithful servant of the Lord. He was able to set aside his negative feeling and was able to do this task faithfully.
是否从此以后撒母耳就告老还乡，安享晚年呢？
But is it that after this, Samuel has retired and he doesn't do anything anymore?
说你们既然厌弃我做你们的事，是我从此也不管你们的事了。
Does he say that if you have, since you have rejected me, now I'm not going to do anything?
不是的。
No.
他在整个撒母耳记上十二章给百姓的自白当中，仍旧是语重心长的去劝勉百姓。
In Samuel's address to the people in chapter 12, we learn that he is still faithfully praying for his people.
他说耶和华既喜悦选你们做他的子民，就必因他的大名不撇下撇弃你们。至于我，断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪耶和华，我必以善道正路指教你们。只要你们敬畏耶和华，诚诚实实的尽心侍奉他，想念他向你们所行的事何等的大。你们若仍然作恶，你们和你们的王必一同灭亡。
Verse 22. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you. But if you still do wickedly, you shall be swept away, both you and your king.
虽然撒母耳不能够再做士师去治理和审判百姓,
even though Samuel is no longer a judge to rule over the people,
他却不停止地为他们祷告和用神的话来教导他们。
He has not ceased to pray for Israel and to teach them with the word of God.
这显出他真的是一个神忠心的仆人。
This shows that he is truly a faithful servant of the Lord.
在他心里头所宝贵的不是做领袖的权柄或者地位。
What he treasures is not the leadership role, it's the status that he has in the people of Israel.
而是神的百姓能够被牧养,
but that God's people can be shepherded to fear God.
相反的, 这里另外有一个做领袖的神的仆人。
On the other hand, there is another leader of God's people, God's servant,
要成为我们一个反面的例子做警戒的,
to be our negative example, to be our warning.
他所宝贵的是领袖的权柄和百姓的拥戴。
He treasures the leadership role and the popularity amongst his own people.
而不是神百姓得着牧养跟从神。
Instead of God's people being shepherded and to follow the Lord.
他是一个神不忠心的仆人。
He is an unfaithful servant.
他就是被撒母耳所选立的以色列第一个王扫罗。
And his name is Saul. He's the first king established by Samuel.
从人的角度来看, 扫罗身上有不少天然的优点。
From man's point of view, Saul has many natural advantages.
第九章第二节讲到, 他又健壮又俊美, 在以色列人中没有一个能比他的, 身体比众民高过一头。
Chapter 9 verse 2 says, he had a choice and a handsome son, who his name was Saul. There was not a more handsome person than he among the children of Israel. From his shoulders upward, he was taller than any of the people.
扫罗为人也谦和,
and he's a humble person.
当撒母耳说他是以色列人所仰慕的,
when Samuel says that you are the one who is desired by Israel,
在9章21节, 他就谦卑地说,
in chapter 9 verse 21, he said this humbly.
扫罗说, 我不是以色列支派中至小的便雅悯人吗? 我家不是便雅悯支派中至小的家吗? 你为何对我说这样的话呢?
He said, am I not a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Why then do you speak like this to me?
谦卑不谦卑?
Isn't he humble?
当扫罗被选立为王之后, 在10章27节,
after he has been established as a king in chapter 10 verse 20,
但有些匪徒说, 这人怎能救我们呢? 就藐视他, 没有送他礼物, 扫罗却不理会。
Chapter 10 verse 27, but some rebels said, how can this man save us? So they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace.
当扫罗击败亚门人之后,
after Saul has defeated Ammonites.
在十一章十二十三节那里说。
In chapter 11, verse 12 and verse 13 says this.
百姓对撒母耳说，那说扫罗岂能管理我们的是谁呢？可以将他交出来，我们好杀死他。扫罗说，今日耶和华在以色列中施行拯救，所以不可杀人。
Then the people said to Samuel, Who is he who said, shall Saul reign over us? Bring the man that we may put them to death. But Saul said, Not a man shall be put to death this day, for today the Lord has accomplished salvation in Israel.
这些的表现都说出扫罗天然来说是一个为人谦卑、宽容大量的人。
All these show us that naturally he is a humble person. The one who has a great capacity.
他也有很多勇力，在十四章四十七节这样说他。
He also has he is full of valor. We can see this from chapter 14, verse 47.
说他无论往哪里去，都打败仇敌的。
It says.Wherever he goes, he fought against all his enemies on every side.
并且十四章五十二节说，他懂得赏识有能力的人或勇士，都招募了他们来跟随他。
Also in verse 52, he knew how to appreciate and those valiant men. He took him for himself.
所以你看见扫罗是个天然的领袖。
So he's naturally a leader.
但是当扫罗王做王一段时间之后，
After he has been a king for a while,
神在撒母耳记上十五章十一节对撒母耳这样说。
In 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 11, God said this to Samuel.
扫罗转去，不跟从神，不遵守神的命令。
For Saul, for he has turned back from following me and not performed my commandments.
撒母耳就甚忧愁，终夜哀求耶和华。
And this grieved Samuel greatly, and he cried out to the Lord all night.
是因为扫罗没有听从神的命令，把亚玛利人连牲畜一同全部灭尽。
Because Saul has not heed God's commandment to destroy all that belongs to the Amalekites.
十五章第九节说，扫罗和百姓却怜惜亚家，也爱惜上好的牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切美物，不肯灭绝，反下贱瘦弱的，均都杀了。
Verse, sorry.
第九节。
This night says, But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them, but everything despised and worthless they utterly destroyed.
这里讲到神不忠心的仆人扫罗，他贪爱物质财富多过爱神的命令。
Here it tells that God's unfaithful servant Saul, he treasures the material things more than the commandment of God.
十三节
Verse 13.
撒母耳到了扫罗那里，扫罗对他说：“愿耶和华赐福于你，耶和华的命令我已遵守了。”
Then Samuel went to Saul, and Saul said to him.Blessed are you of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord.
这里我们看见不忠心的扫罗是个嘴甜舌滑的人。
We can see that this unfaithful servant Saul, his words are deceptive.
十四十五节。
In verse 14, verse 15.
撒母耳说，我耳中听见有羊叫牛鸣，是从哪里来的呢？扫罗说，这是百姓从亚玛利人那里带来的，因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊，要献于耶和华你的神，其余的我们都灭尽了。
But Samuel said, What then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear. And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spare the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed.
这里我们看见不忠心的扫罗把犯错的责任推卸给所带领和牧养的百姓。
Here we can see that unfaithful Saul has shifted the responsibility to the peoples.
16节，撒母耳对扫罗说：“你住口吧，等我将耶和华昨夜向我所说的话告诉你。”扫罗说：“请讲。”
Verse 16. Then Samuel said to Saul, "Be quiet, and I will tell you what the Lord said to me last night." And he said to him, "Speak on."
然后十九节，你为何没有听从耶和华的命令，急忙掳掠财物，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事呢？扫罗对撒母耳说：“我实在听从了耶和华的命令，行了耶和华所差遣我行的路，行了亚玛利王亚格来灭尽了亚玛利人，百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊。”要在吉格献与耶和华你的神。
Verse 19. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? And why did you swap down on the spoil and do evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said to Samuel, But I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me and brought back Agag, king of Amalek. I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites.But the people took of the plunder, sheep and oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal.
这里再次的看见扫罗多次为自己狡辩。
Once again, Paul was trying to defend himself. Saul.
22-23节。
Verse 22 and 23.
撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭。”岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于羔公羊的自由。悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，反梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你作王。
So Samuel said, verse 22, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king.
这里的听命和听从是叫撒母耳成为一个神忠心的仆人。
He's obeying the voice of the Lord and obeying is what caused Samuel to be his faithful God's faithful servant.
也是因着这个没有听从、没有听命，叫扫罗成为被神厌弃的王。
Also, by failing to obey, it caused God to despise.Saul as a king over his people.
24-25节，扫罗对撒母耳说：“我有罪了，我因惧怕百姓听从他们的话，就违背了耶和华的命令和你的言语。现在求你赦免我的罪，同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华。”
In verse 24, then Saul said to Samuel, "I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words."Because I fear the people and obey their voice. Now therefore, please pardon my sin and return with me, that I may worship the Lord.
现在扫罗在无可否认的情况下，向撒母耳认罪求赦免。
Now Saul, because he could not deny this anymore, he asked for forgiveness from Samuel.
好像他要回转归向神，向神敬拜。
As if he is...Well, he wants to turn to the Lord and worship the Lord.
26-29节
Verse 26 to 29.
撒母耳对扫罗说，我不同你回去，因为你厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你做以色列的王。撒母耳转身要走，扫罗就且住他外袍的衣襟，衣襟就撕断了。撒母耳对他说，如此，今日耶和华使以色列国与你断绝，将这国赐予比你更好的人，以色列的大能者，必不至于说谎，也不至后悔，因为他被非是人，却不后悔。
But Samuel said to Saul in verse 26, I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel. And as Samuel turned around to go away, Saul seized the edge of his robe, and it tore. So Samuel said to him, The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today, and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor relent, for he is not a man that he should relent.
Samuel, 为什么在这里好像很绝情和严厉？
So why is it that it seems that Samuel was quite strict or serious with Saul?
没有爱心，不肯宽恕呢？
He's not loving or forgiving towards Saul?
是否扫罗怜惜亚玛尼王和上好的牛羊，这个罪是太大了，以致神不愿意赦免呢？
Is the sin of sparing the king of Amalekite and taking those possessions of those plunders, the sin so great that God is not willing to forgive Saul?
不是的。
It's not.
连大卫的奸淫和粗心积累的悉心计划的谋杀他忠心的勇士，神都可以赦免。
Even David, King David, with his sin of adultery and sin of murdering his soldier, God has forgiven his sins.
但是为什么扫罗这一次的罪，神不能赦免？
Why is it that God cannot forgive Saul in this occasion?
要比较大卫的罪是远远超过扫罗的罪的。
If you compare the two cases, it seems that the sin of King David is much greater than Saul in this case.
为什么扫罗不能够被赦免呢？
Why couldn't Saul be forgiven?
因为扫罗根本就没有真正的悔改。
Because Saul has never truly repented.
他没有为自己的犯罪懊悔回转。
He is not in a contrite spirit because of his own sins.
他只是为自己的罪带来的惩罚懊悔。
He is only sorry for himself because of the punishment of his sins.
他盼望不会失去他做王的地位。
He hoped not lose his status as a king.
不会失去百姓的拥戴。
He hoped to still have the popularity of his people.
他表面上的认罪，求赦免和转向神敬拜他。
He's outward asking for forgiveness and confessing of his sins.
里头是纯粹的动机，说是为着维持自己被百姓祭赎的抬举。
But inwardly, he wants to maintain his status, his leadership role amongst Israel.
这一点在三十节很清楚的看见。
And we can see this clearly from verse 30.
扫罗说，我有罪了，虽然如此，求你在我百姓的长老和以色列人面前抬举我，同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你的神。
Then he said, I have sinned. Yet honor me now, please, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and return with me that I may worship the Lord your God.
就是扫罗的不听从教他做一个不忠心的仆人。
His disobedience has caused him to become an unfaithful servant.
也是扫罗没有真心的悔改，叫他不能被挽回，重新学习做一个神忠心的仆人。
And the lack of true repentance have hindered him to become to truly return before the Lord and be a faithful servant.
神忠心的仆人撒母耳就很不同。
And this is dramatically different to Samuel, who is God's faithful servant.
他为着神的心意，为着神的百姓，他在十一节那里因着扫罗的罪甚忧愁，终夜哀求耶和华。
In verse 11, we learn that Samuel was grieved by Saul's, but because God rejected Saul, and he cried to the Lord all night for God's will and for God's people.
在三十五节，撒母耳直到死的日子，再没有看见扫罗。但撒母耳为扫罗悲伤，是因耶和华后悔立他为以色列的王。
Also in verse 35, Samuel went no more to see Saul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord regretted that he had made Saul king over Israel.
他为着爱神的心意，为扫罗悲伤的程度，甚至神也叫他不要再悲伤。
Because of his love for God, he's grieved because of Saul. To an extent that God has to stop him, saying, stop being so, stop filling yourself with so much sorrow for Saul.
十六章第一节，耶和华对撒母耳说，我既厌弃扫罗做以色列的王，你为他悲伤要到几时呢？
Chapter 16, verse 1. Now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel?
这是一个没有嫉妒，没有私心，只关心神的百姓，神的荣耀，忠心的仆人。
Truly, Samuel is a faithful servant who is without jealousy. He is only cares for God'swill and God's people.
怪不得神能够祭赎拣选撒母耳成为一个转移时代的人。
No wonder God can continue to use Samuel to be a vessel that changes the time.
最终能够为神寻得一个合乎他心意的大卫作王。
In the end, he was able to find a man, David, who is after God's own heart.
把三百年黑暗的世事时代带进神主权的国度时代。
To bring God's people from 300 years of the time of the judges into the time of the kingdom.
这样说，是否撒母耳一生都是只有得胜没有失败呢？
So is it, can we now conclude that Samuel's life is full of victories and never have, there's no failures?
一生没有软弱或者遗憾呢？
Or there's no weakness or regret in his life.
我想不是。
No.
让我们回头看看撒母耳记上第八章第一节到第三节。
Let's turn back to look at 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse
3. 1 to 3. 第一第二节说，撒母耳年纪老迈，就立他儿子做以色列的士师。长子名叫约尔，次子名叫亚比亚，他们在别示巴做士师。
Verse 1 and 2. Now it came to pass when Samuel was old, and he made his sons judges over Israel, the name of his firstborn was Joah, and the name of his second Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba.
很可能撒母耳看见自己因为年纪老迈，身体力量不如之前了。
Perhaps Samuel thought to himself he's old and his strength is not as when before.
他觉得需要有设立士师来判断以色列人。
He felt that he needs to establish judges to rule over Israel.
因着关心神的百姓，他就立自己两个儿子做以色列的士师。
Because of his love for the people of God, he has set apart his two sons to be judges.
他们两个人做诗事的地方是在别示巴，是在全以色列地最南部的地方。
And they were judges in Beersheba, the furthest of Israel.
这个地方距离撒母耳的加拉玛和他常巡行的几个地方都比较远。
The Beersheba is quite far away from Ramah and from the places where Samuel is traveling.
可能也因此他不太了解两个儿子做世事的情况。
Perhaps for that reason, he did not know the true conditions of the two sons being judges.
很可惜，他两个儿子因做世事的权柄，就贪图财力，收受贿赂，居往正直。
Then his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain. They took bribes and perverted justice.
并且以色列的长老都聚集到拉玛见撒母耳，对他说：“你的儿子不行你的道。”
To an extent that all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, "Look, you are old and your sons do not walk in your ways."
作为一个父亲，听见儿子这个光景，我想撒母耳当时必定是很难过、很痛心。
As a father, when Samuel heard this feedback, I'm sure that he is full of sorrows.
他为这两个儿子这样不成器，很痛心。
He will be sorrowful over his two sons not following his way.
他为做立这两个不成器的儿子做事事带来给百姓的亏损难过。
Perhaps he will be sorrowful because he has set his two sons as judges, which has caused much loss to the people of Israel.
当他知道之后，可能感到很惊讶，就是跟今天许多父母一样，有一个错误的想法。
So we might be quite surprised at this impression that many of us have today.
可能他不明白为什么他这样精心劳苦服侍神、敬畏神，而他的儿子不会自自然然的成长、跟从神、敬畏神。
Perhaps he was wondering, he has been following God and serving faithfully. Why hasn't his two sons naturally come along to serve God and be faithful to him?
可能他为自己当初从小就是在一个非常恶劣的属灵环境下成长，父母也不在身边，他自己都可以好好的成长，不明白孩子今天不能够好好的成长。
Samuel's upbringing was in a terrible time. He was growing up before Eli. So,
那个属灵环境这么差，他都可以好好的成长，为什么儿子不能够好好成长呢？
Perhaps he was wondering how he could grow up in that terrible situation, and then yet his two sons were not able to grow up to be God's servants.
或者可能他的父母不在身边，他没有看见该如何做父亲的好榜样。
Perhaps because his two sons were quite far away from him. Perhaps his own is he
他父母不在身边吗？
His own parents were not with him when he grew up, so then could not be a good example to him.
只有以利这个父亲的坏榜样。
There was only the bad example of Eli.
所以他自己也不懂得怎样做父亲。
So perhaps he did not know how to set a good example for his children.
又或者可能因为他劳苦服侍以色列人，却有时候忽略教导孩子，为孩子祷告。
Or perhaps he is faithful in his ministry, and to an extent he has neglected the teaching of his children.
又可能他没有一个敬畏神、认识神的一个好妻子。
Or perhaps he hasn't has a wife who fear God and know God.
这些圣经都没有讲，我们不知道。
The Bible doesn't give us the answers.
但是我相信，当撒母耳并没有因着看见儿子得罪神而完全的绝望，放弃了关心他们。
But we can see that.Samuel did not give them up because they did not, the two sons did not follow his ways. He did not stop caring for them.
很可能他在这个惊讶的醒觉里，他悔改了。
Perhaps when he was still in dismay, he repented as a father.
他立志 去为儿子祷告，用善祷去劝勉他们。
And he was determined to pray for his two sons and to instruct them.
立定心志，去为孙儿祷告，用善道去教导他们。
He was determined to pray for his grandchildren to teach them with the word of the Lord.
这些圣经没有讲。
The Bible does not tell us that.
所以我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是有一件事情我们是知道的。
But one thing we do know.
就是撒母耳的孙儿希曼。希曼。 他就是撒母耳长子约珥的儿子。
Even he's Samuel's grandson, Heman, Joah's son.
他长大之后被称为歌唱的希曼。
When he grew up, he was called the singer, the singer Heman.
是一个被神大用的司班长。
He was a song leader of Israel, greatly used by the Lord.
也是奉神命做大卫王的先见的。
He was also a seer before King David.
因为时间关系，我们不能够读很多圣经。
Because of time, we cannot look at too many Bible references.
不过有一段圣经是我读的时候是很动人的。
But there was one portion that really touched me when I read.
历代志上25章。
First Chronicle, chapter 25.
第一节,
Verse 1
大卫和众首领分派亚撒希曼并耶杜顿的子孙弹琴鼓诗敲钹唱歌他们的攻击的人数记在下面
Moreover, David and the captains of the army separated for the service some of the sons of Asaph, of Heman, and of Judathan, who should prophesy with harps, stream instruments and cymbals.
然后第四节到第八节。
And then verse 4-8.
时间关系，我们不读第四节。第四节就讲到希曼的14个儿子的名字。
In verse, so we're not going to read verse 4, but basically verse 4 has the 14 sons of Heman.
然后说，这都是希曼的儿子吹角颂赞，希曼奉神之命做王的先见。 神赐给希曼14个儿子、3个女儿，都归他们父亲指教，在耶和华的殿唱歌、敲钹、弹琴、鼓诗、办神殿的事务。
Verse 5, all these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, in the words of God, to exalt his home. For God gave Heman 14 sons and 3 children. All these were under the direction of their father for the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, string instruments, and harps for the service of the house of God.
虽然撒母的儿子偏行己路,
Even though the two sons of Samuel have walked their own wicked ways,
很可能撒母基础地去帮助他的孩子, 以致这个希曼能够最终成为一个被神用的人。
It's very likely that Samuel continued to pray and to help his two sons and their children to an extent that Heman was able to be a servant of God to teach his children.
并且他是自己训练所有的孩子一起在神的殿里头侍奉神的。
And he was able to direct all his children to serve together in the house of the Lord.
第七节，他们和他们的弟兄学习颂赞耶和华、善于歌唱的，共有288人。这些人无论大小、为师的、为徒的，都一同祭签，分了班次侍奉神。Verse
7 and verse 8. So the number of them with their brethren who were instructed in the songs of the Lord, all who were skillful, was 288. And they cast lots for their duty, the small as well as the great, the teacher with the student.
不单只是大卫王他把约柜抬到耶路撒冷的时候, 他们这样侍奉。
Not only are they, were they serving when King David brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem.
如果我们再读下去, 所罗门王建殿成功的时候, 他们, 他的家都是这样在歌唱上来侍奉神的。
But if you continue to read, we know that when in King Solomon's time, when he built the temple, Heman's family continued to serve in God's temple.
因为时间关系,
because of time, we have to stop here.
但是这里给我们一个因着神的恩典而有的希望。
But this here gives us a hope because of God's grace.
撒母耳可能有个人的软弱,
Perhaps Samuel has his own weakness.
但是他没有放弃。
But he has not given up. God remembers his offspring. So as parents, we can continue to pray for our children. Not only do we hope that our children can be people who fear God and serve Him,
有时候因着我们的无知疏忽, 我们错掉很多机会。
Even though sometimes because of our ignorance, our neglect, we have lost much opportunities.
但今天我们仍旧可以学习, 重新学习做个神忠心的仆人。
But even so, we can continue to be God's faithful servant.
不单只为着我们下一代。
Not only for our children.
我们也可以为着我们的 孩子, 他们现在或者将来的孩子祷告。
Even for our third generation, we'll pray for them.
以及神能够帮助我们的孩子, 以及训练他们, 以及他们将来能够做一个敬虔的父母, 把他们的孩子带到神面前。
That our children can be faithful servants, can be parents, that they can teach their children to fear God and serve Him.
也为着这个缘故, 为我们的孩子现在的配偶, 或者神预备给他们将来的配偶祷告。
And for this reason, we can pray for our children's partners and, or their spouse and their, or their future spouse.
以致他们都有一个敬虔的配偶, 一起的来把孩子带到神面前。
That they may have a godly spouse to serve together with them.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们求你 帮助我们靠着你的恩典 做一个你忠心的仆人。
Lord, we ask you to help us to be faithful servants by your grace.
叫我们不要灰心。
That we may not lose heart.
主，也求你保守我们的心不要偏于邪 离开你。
Lord, help us not to to turn away from you, to depart from you.
做一个你不忠心的仆人。
To be an unfaithful servant.
主，我们的心, 只有一个盼望。
Though we have only one hope, one desire.
就是在你跟前认识你。 侍奉你,
that we may come to know you and serve you and to live before you.
以至有一天我们见你面的时候, 你能够对我们说, 又忠心又良善的仆人。
That one day when we meet you face to face, you can say to us, good and faithful servants.
主帮助我们, 以致我们能够荣耀你的名。
Lord, help us so that we may glorify your name.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.